And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 15th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Virgil, born near Mantua, Italy, in 70 BC, who set about to write his epic poem, The Aeneid. He'd been working on it for 11 years, went to Greece, caught a fever, and died before he could finish. He asked that the incomplete poem be burned, but the Emperor Augustus ordered it preserved, and it became the basis of standard curriculum in Roman schools. It's the birthday of a great radio announcer, Bob Trout, the newscaster, born in Wake County, North Carolina, 1909, wanted to be a writer someday like his hero Jack London, worked at various odd jobs, winding up at a radio station, WJSV, which was bought by CBS, and then Robert Trout moved to New York, joined Edward R. Murrow in the CBS newsroom. He became famous for his ability to improvise during major news events. He got the nickname the Iron Man. During the Allied invasion of Normandy, he began broadcasting at 3 in the morning, didn't stop for more than 7 hours. It was Robert Trout who announced the official end of World War II to Americans. And when in April 1945 he got the news of Franklin D. Roosevelt's death, he interrupted a broadcast and delivered an impromptu 25-minute tribute to Roosevelt without any notes and any advance work. He was a formal radio announcer, dressed in tailored three-piece suits, wore a hat out of doors, and tipped it whenever he passed a woman. And it's the birthday of Italo Calvino, born in Santiago de Las Vegas, Cuba, 1923, to Italian parents, joined the Italian resistance during World War II, afterward moved to Turin, and found a community of novelists and tried to write realistic novels, politically committed novels, and then decided rather than trying to write the book he thought he ought to write, he would write the book, the sort of book that he himself would want to read. And those were novels that combined fantasy and reality, including The Baron in the Trees and If on a Winter's Night a Traveler. Here's a poem for today by Joy Sutphen, On the Shortest Days. At almost 4 in the afternoon, the wind picks up and sifts through the golden woods, the tree trunks bronze and redden, branches on fire in the heavy sky that flickers with the disappearing sun. I wonder what I owe the fading day, why I keep my place at this dark desk by the window, measuring the force of the wind, gauging how long a certain cloud will hold that pink edge that even now has slipped into gray. Quickly the lights are appearing, a lamp in every window, and nest of stars on the rooftops, ladders lean against the hills, and people climb, rung by rung, into the night. A poem by Joy Sutphen, On the Shortest Days, from Modern Love and Other Myths, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.